Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, the dumb, the Wednesday edition as we continue with Wake Up Call. All right, let's get the good of the day.
Good of the day, NWSL.
NWSL, National Women's Soccer League.
Right.
What did they do?
Well, there's a new team on the horizon that'll debut in 2020 that is headlining, or headlinered by, I don't know, by a lot of prominent women.
Okay, so this is a team that's got a lot of powerful women behind it.
Yes, such as Natalie Portman, Serena Williams, just to name a few. A couple others, Jessica Chastain, America Ferrera, Jennifer Garner, Evan Longoria. Then if you look at the soccer side of it, you have Julie Foudy, Mia Hamm, Abby Wambach.
So there's why are all of them interested in one team rather than the league in general?
I think they all just pulled their money together into an investment group. I mean, there's a couple other.
How much could this possibly cost?
That's my question.
That
I haven't been able to find that answer.
All these multimillionaires to participate.
I think they all just want a little piece of the pie, I guess. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be better if they all just went for the whole league? Like said, Serena will take the Philadelphia team, and Natalie Portman took the Miami team, and Julie Foudy took the Minnesota team or whatever.
I mean,
good for them to get involved. That is great.
Yeah. You would think that, but I mean, I don't know. I found it funny. I don't know how much of it, when you look at like when investment groups buy a team,
right?
Like Derek Jeter is the main voice out of who bought the Marlins, or the main guy we know from about the Marlins.
But it's all a bunch of people.
There's like four or five other businessmen, real estate investors who all just kind of chipped in their millions.
Right.
Same thing like with the LA Dodgers. I don't really know most of the other guys, but I do know Magic Johnson.
Remember when Phil Mickelson wanted to buy the Padres and he had this investment group? Yeah, he would have been the probably the more prominent name.
Right. We wouldn't have known the other guys because the other guys are, bankers or real estate moguls or whatever they might be.
So who do you think the face of this will be? Who do you think?
Well, apparently right now it looks like it's Natalie Portman since she's the one who kind of came up with the whole idea or kind of spearheaded it all. And then Serena Williams and her daughter. I guess she
all
gave.
Right. That's great.
Daughter is maybe the daughter will take over the franchise when everyone else is long gone. Smart move on Serena.
Now, given you're a soccer person, is this the one that is attached to the MLS, like the Houston Dash? Is that the same league?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah,
I know there's been a number of different women's leagues, and I sort of lost
track.
Yeah,
no, this is. I mean, the NWSL that's the main women's league right now.
Okay.
And that'll be. I mean, I don't watch any of the games. I'm sorry.
What they've got to do.
I don't even know where they're televised.
What they've got to do is this women's group is. I mean, they've got to use their platform to promote this, as much as possible, and also to make sure that the conditions of this league are met across the board, because that's the one thing that has always been problematic for women's soccer, professional women's soccer, is that eventually economics kick in and all of a sudden it's like we're sleeping three to a room and we're staying in these cheap motels and we don't even have meal money when we're on the road. And they've got to eliminate that. Like, they've got to make this as professional as possible without letting the quality or the standard be diminished in any capacity. And that might be the good thing in this league to have that many wealthy, powerful women involved to make sure that the conditions are acceptable always across the board for every team.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I think it's amazing that you had all these women, but I mean, there's like 12 former U.S. women's national team players.
Yeah.
And I'm almost thinking, is that an unfair advantage?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You have all these women, probably have multiple gold medals, championships galore, because the U.S. women's national team in soccer in the world has been, it's kind of like Brazil in a way. So you just have all these accolades racked up, and all of a sudden now they're all part of one team that won't debut until 2022.
All right. Well, by the way, speaking of Natalie Portman, I just saw Beautiful Girls on the other day. Do you remember that movie from the mid-90s? No. It's got a huge amount of stars in it. Michael Rappaport. It's got a Noel Emmerich. They've got Mina Sorvino, Rosie O'Donnell, Matt Dillon. And Natalie Portman plays a 13-year-old kid, and she's the best character in the movie.
That, you know what that reminds me of? Remember the movie The Professional with Jean Reno?
Yes, she was in that too.
She was in that.
Yeah.
I remember I was... You know, this was, that came out when I was in college. I was a film major. My buddy, who was also a film major, watched that movie and said, that girl is going to be a huge star.
Yeah, exactly. See
that, I mean, you see it and you're like, yeah, she's really good. She's talented. But, she's like, what, 12, 13 years old. You're like, she's not going to be a huge star. How many 12, 13-year-olds have a great role than just disappear?
During the break, Google the movie Beautiful Girls, and you'll see all the stars.
I'll do it now.
She's the best actress in that movie. She's the best, and she's like a kid. She plays a kid because the neighbor, who's played by Timothy Hutton, is kind of he's fascinated by her, and he's like, oh my God, she's great at 13. But he can't, he's like almost in love with her, but he knows that he's like, why am I in love with a 13-year-old girl who's smart and witty? It's a very good movie. It's a very good movie, and she's the best thing in it. So good for her for getting involved. What is the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is there's a bear with me here, okay?
Yeah.
A bunch of Polish soccer fans are actually brilliant.
This is the second soccer story now that you've done in Good, the Bad, and the Dumb.
I know.
Right, so I thought we talked about this. We're going to limit because,
Well, this one, it's starting off soccer, but it's not really about soccer, okay?
Okay, so Polish soccer game.
No, Polish soccer fans.
Fans.
Rented a bunch of cranes.
Okay.
To watch their team play in their stadium because the stadium is closed to fans.
You're going to have to hit me with why this is bad. I think that would be great.
No, it's great. But don't you see this happening everywhere now?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I can't get into SunTrust Park, but my buddy has a crane that I can see the Braves play.
Exactly. That's where I'm coming at. I mean, you can still go to the parking lot. I mean, I'm assuming... Or maybe, I don't know, maybe these are on city streets, I'm not sure. But I have a feeling now that this is out there that people are going to be like, how much is it to rent a crane?
That's great point.
We can fit 3 to 4 people on a crane.
This is going to end badly.
It's going to end badly.
You're 100% correct. By the way, speaking of which, I heard that the rooftops by Wrigley Field are now being just astronomical amount of money.
Of course.
I mean,
of course, that's not regulated, right?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, they can just charge whatever they want. You want to watch the Cubs game from this outfield rooftop?
I remember.
Come on up for $6,000 or whatever it costs.
Living in San Diego, there was this, there was a hotel. It was a Marriott hotel. At the very top of this Marriott hotel, there was a bar that overlooked Petco Field or Petco Park.
Right.
And you could watch the game clearly. You can hear what's going on. Like, when a pitcher came out, you could hear the music, you could hear the fans roar, and it looked directly down into the stadium. That's going to be one of the most crowded places on the planet.
Oh, unbelievable.
In San Diego.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100% correct. Good call, because you're right. There's going to be some innovative ways people try to watch, baseball.
Yeah,
this year.
There's that odd story, someone snuck into the stadium, was able to watch the game, lay down the bleachers and watch, whatever.
Yeah,
that may happen. But yeah, I think... Come on, if Poland can come up with it, we certainly can come up with stuff,
too. You're 100%
correct. You're going to have, like, hot air balloons flying over stadiums. All these things.
Basically, you're warning the audience right now to be wary of the next three people were critically hurt.
We're not,
For
us, we're not going to worry about, sex dolls being used in the stadium, okay?
Right, no.
We're beyond that. No. We're going to be worried about those guys standing on a crane, having too many people in the crane and that crane tipping over.
That's right.
That's going to be right. Those are going to be the next viral videos that we're encountering.
All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is there was a woman who hired a hitman.
Let me guess, she was playing soccer.
No.
No, just kidding.
No.
She hired a hitman.
She is a former national team player. Okay. she wanted to hire a hitman to off her ex-husband. So she did what anybody else does and go to the web. And she stumbled upon a site called rentahitman.com.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah. Which, I don't know if you know this, rentahitman.com isn't a place where you can go and get hitmen. It's actually a front.
for...
They take down all the information. They act like you're trying to rent a hitman, and they take down all the information that you are wanting, and then they come up with a discreet location for you guys to meet, maybe exchange some money, talk business, and then you get arrested because you're meeting with an undercover cop.
Okay, so can you imagine the creation of this where somebody in a conference room said, look, we feel like there's a number of people who are looking for hitmen to off a particular person in their life. And we think the best way to catch these people is to create a website called hireahitman.com.
Right.
And somebody in the room went, why would people go to that? And they said, you don't know the level of intelligence of the people who are doing this. Trust us. This is going
to
work.
I mean, would that set up a red flag for you if you went to a website that said rentahitman.com? Oh, man, I can't believe it's here. Thank you.
Like,
just at
yes.
my fingertips.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, I really need my rival to go. How do I do this? And then you go to rentahitman.com. Wouldn't you go... Yeah, you got two choices. They go, well, this looks shady. This looks like somebody trying to catch me thinking these thoughts.
Well, I'm certain it was a well-designed website.
Or the person goes, oh, my God, it's right. It's just like Amazon for killers.
Right.
This is amazing. Wow, do I get to choose? Like, that guy looks kind of interesting. That guy does this that way. That guy uses that method. Let me pick.
Yeah.
How fun was it?
I'm going to go with the guy that makes it look like an accident.
Right. The guy that, you know, like he says, 95% of my hits look like suicides or look like accidents. Somebody creating this on the police end probably had a really good time.
Oh,
doing
I'm
this.
Certain. Because, you know, you right? got to have, like, I mean, if you, when you go to VRBO, don't you look at the approval ratings?
Yeah. You right. know? Exactly.
Or don't you read the testimonials? This guy, you know, he did it cleanly, justly. I had no issues. I give him 4.5 out of 5 stars.
I give him 4.5 stars. He took out my husband in an automobile accident and make it look like the brakes just failed. I got all of his money and got him out of my life. 4.5 stars.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But I usually don't give all 5.
I don't know what we're advocating if we're just saying, hey, take care of it yourself. Right. Don't find outside sources. Maybe this just move awesome. On what would probably be better.
It's so that is so funny that they thought, yep, this will work.
Yeah.
And they caught people.
And they yes. That's what bothers me. Like, so
I bet you there's a bet in an office somewhere going, I don't think this is gonna work. Now I'll bet you $20 we catch 10 people wanting to hire hitmen. They go, nah. And then sure enough, the guy's like, Bob, we just got our 20th. Come on, give me the money. It's great.
Fork it over.
I told you this would work. That's fantastic. All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb here on a Wednesday as we continue with Wake Up Call.